Father Tom Flowers is the pastor of St. Polycarp Parish in Smyrna, and he is my guest this morning on Catholic Forum. Good morning, Father.
Good morning, Bob.
Thanks for being on the program. Today we're not going to talk about your work at St. Polycarp today, but we're going to talk about the beautiful, huge statue of Our Lady that will be unveiled and dedicated this coming Saturday at Holy Spirit Church in Newcastle. And the statue is an effort from a group of mostly lay people,
yes,
nonprofit organization, and you are the chaplain for that organization. It's called Our Lady Statue, Inc.?
That's correct.
All right, and you're the chaplain for that organization. So I know you've been involved for a long time on raising the funds for the statue and making this day coming up next Saturday a reality. So let's talk a little bit about the statue in case our listeners might not be familiar with it. It's a Charles Parks stainless steel statue of the Blessed Mother.
Yes, and rather amazing that one can take stainless steel and make something that is so absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
All of us are just startled by its beauty.
And one of the things that's so startling is its size. I mean, it's,
yes,
what, 34 feet tall?
32 feet tall.
32 feet tall, and it's, well, tell us a little bit about the statue. How did it come about, and tell us a little bit about its history.
Sure. Well, those of us who were back here in the 80s remember when the first statue was made by Charles Parks, commissioned by a priest in Santa Clara, California. That one was called Our Lady of Peace. Before it was shipped out, it stood in Rodney Square for about a month, and it was a very exciting time for the diocese. People coming on their lunch hour, kids with their mittens tied together from daycare centers. We had a candlelight vigil. It was a magnificent experience, and it led to the idea that we could possibly have a statue that would stay here. And Mary Jorlin and some other folks here in Wilmington tried to raise funds. I think they got to about $30,000 and everything stalled. So they gave the money away to Ministry for Caring and the idea was shelved. Then, as the millennium year was approaching, a gentleman from Chicago commissioned a second statue by Charles Parks, Our Lady of the Millennium, which the Holy Father John Paul II blessed when he was in St. Louis, and then that statue is now in Chicago, and it's actually on a flatbed truck and goes from parish to parish.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea was revived a few years ago again of trying to get a statue that would stay here. And John Watson, my cousin, who's chairman of the committee, and Michelle Lennon, who owns the Angel Crossing gift shop in Ellesmere, really got a group of people excited about this idea. And using the model that was followed in Santa Clara, began not by asking for money, but for rosaries, asking people to pray the rosary for the success of the project of having a statue that would stay in Wilmington. And well over a half million rosaries were committed by people throughout the diocese and even around the country. The money began to come in, mostly in very small amounts from, mm-hmm, lots and lots of givers. Interesting stories. For example, Easter last year, Gary Solzman from the News Journal was very impressed at how much money had come in such a short time. He wrote a wonderful article for us. That week we picked up tens of thousands of dollars because of the article.
Mm-hmm.
So all the coverage, there was an article in a magazine that's published to devotees of Our Lady of Medjugorje. And that also has brought in gifts from all over the country. So finally, we just recently surpassed the $500,000 mark for the cost of the statue. So the money that's coming in now is going to go toward enhancing the grounds, the cost of lighting, security, and ongoing expenses associated with the statue.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's, as we mentioned, stainless steel, 32 feet tall, and it'll be on, well, it is now, as we speak, although it's covered, on the grounds of Holy Spirit Catholic Church in Newcastle. Why was that location chosen?
Well, the original plan was to have it down by the waterfront. When the second statue, Our Lady of the Millennium, was commissioned, that was placed there as the original statue was placed in Rodney Square. And the committee initially felt quite strongly that that was the right place for it to be. And Bishop Saltarelli asked us to seriously consider Holy Spirit. And the more we looked at it, the more we began to see lots and lots of positives. Certainly just as much visibility by a large amount of traffic in one day. But more importantly, instead of being on a small piece of ground in the midst of a secular area, this is on sacred ground owned by a church. It's easier to have security. You don't have to worry about what's across the street. Somebody puts up a strip joint.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a permit every time you gather to pray the rosary. You have a building to go into in case it rains. You have a church there if you want to have mass. You have classrooms if you want to have some kind of a conference. So as time went on, we began to see more and more that there was great, great merit to the idea of placing it there. Also, many years ago, Fulton Sheen, Bishop Fulton Sheen, whose cause for canonization is in Rome, made a statement, I don't remember the exact wording, but something to the effect that if Catholics ever join the power of the Blessed Mother to the power of the Holy Spirit, they're going to see an explosion unlike anything they could possibly imagine. And so we really see it as providential, as the hand of God, that through our bishop, this statue of Our Lady, Queen of Peace, is going to be placed at Holy Spirit Church, where she's really going to welcome to Delaware everybody who comes through the toll booths crossing over from Jersey on the Twin Spans.
Why is this a significant event in the life of our diocese?
Well, first of all, this is only the third time in the history of the United States that people will be able to gather for the dedication of a huge statue like this, 32 feet. There's only two other. And interestingly enough, there was a quote in Delaware Today magazine when the first statue was made that it would be an amazing thing if someday there were a statue on the East Coast so that there was one on the West and one on the East. Well, now we have one on the West, one in the middle of the country, and one on the East Coast. It's exciting because it provides an opportunity for the people of this area, not just Catholics, but for all people who recognize the special role of the Virgin Mary as the Mother of God's Son, to honor her and to pray with her, in union with her and with all the saints, especially for the gift of peace. The reason this title is so important, you know, Our Lady Queen of Peace was a title that was added to the Litany of Loretto by Pope Pius XII. The title Our Lady Queen of Peace comes out of a century that was one of the most warlike and violent in human history. Again, it's the hand of Providence that the same century that gave us the Divine Mercy devotions has also given us this title of Mary, Queen of Peace. I don't know of any family that doesn't wish it had more peace. I don't know any individuals not looking for more peace of mind and heart. I don't know any community that's looking for a way to lessen its violence. You look at the terrible record of deaths in Philadelphia every day, murders. Everyone wants peace, and God knows we want more peace in our world. So it's a symbol of our trust in God. Jesus said, I give you a peace the world cannot give, a peace beyond human understanding. Mary joins us, and we join Mary in praying for that gift for our diocese, for our nation, and for our world.
In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs, and my guest this morning is Father Tom Flowers, pastor of St. Polycarp Parish in Smyrna, and the chaplain to Our Lady statue, the organization that has put together this, raised funds to bring this Charles Parks sculpture of Our Lady to our diocese. Father, those of us who were raised Catholics understand the devotion that Catholics have, most Catholics have, to Our Lady. But, you know, listening to this radio broadcast, there are probably folks from all different denominations or no denomination at all. How would you explain to them why Catholics are devoted to Our Lady, and, you know, why is a statue a way to express that devotion?
Well, I would say that, first of all, the fathers of the Second Vatican Council expressed the concern about our having authentic Marian devotion. Now, as soon as you say authentic, that means it's very clear that there is such a thing as inauthentic devotion. And the fathers of the council were very concerned about eliminating from Catholic life anything that might even appear to be any kind of magic. You know, people hanging rosaries on the clothesline so it wouldn't rain for the fair. That sort of silly thing. And for a time after the council, those of us who lived through those years in the 60s and 70s, Marian devotion sort of struggled. People weren't always sure where to go with it. But the church in the very beginning has honored Mary as the Virgin Mother of Jesus Christ, as a perpetual virgin, and she was proclaimed by the Fathers of the Church the Mother of God. We honor her not in and of herself. As the bishop reminded us in a recording he made for the praying of the rosary, the funds of which the Knights of Columbus provided for the statue, there's an ancient saying through Mary to Jesus. You know, if you want to know me, if you knew my mother in this life, you know me a whole lot better.
Mm-hmm.
No one is as close to us as our mother. Our mother's blood flows through our veins for 9 months. Her oxygen is our air. Her food is our nourishment. And so Catholics honor Mary and draw close to Mary always and only so that they can draw closer to her son. It's interesting, there's an explosion of devotion to the Blessed Mother far outside the Catholic Church. The Catholic Answer, which is a magazine produced by our Sunday Visitor, has two or three Protestant ministers who regularly write articles on Mary in the life of Christians. The folks down at Emmanuel Gift Shop in Dover tell me that they're selling rosaries left and right to Protestants who watch EWTN and they want to pray the rosary with Mother Angelica. So there's an increasing devotion of the rosary among many Lutherans. There's always been a devotion among a small number of Episcopalians. So we honor Mary and we honor all the saints. We don't so much pray to them as we pray with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I were going to the hospital tomorrow, Bob, I'd ask you to pray for me.
Mm-hmm.
Here you are, a sinner schlepping through life like the rest of us. Why wouldn't I ask the saints in heaven, the Blessed Mother, St. Joseph, St. Anthony, and all those saints, we don't even know their names, why wouldn't I ask them to pray for me before the throne of grace? And that's what Mary does. She doesn't take the place of Jesus. She doesn't stand between us and Jesus, but she leads us closer to the Lord, and she prays with us and for us before her son.
Mm-hmm. She'll always lead us to her son.
Absolutely. Anything else would make her quite unhappy as a mother.
Right. Well, tell us about the events taking place next weekend. What can we look forward to?
Okay, the grounds open at 1 o'clock, and there will be no parking for cars. There will be some reserved parking for a few VIPs, but entrance to the grounds will be by bus only. So we're asking all those who are interested in coming to arrange for buses. The buses will be able to drop off there beginning at 1 p.m., and then they'll pick up after the event is over. There's about 700 seats in the church. There's going to be over 1,000 seats outside under two tents with audio hookup for the Mass. Bishop Saltarelli will celebrate the Eucharist at 4 p.m. for the Vigil of Pentecost. Then he will go outside and we will gather around the statue for the dedication ceremony. There will be food available afterwards. There will be a half hour, every half hour on the half hour beginning at 1 o'clock. There will be different choirs giving presentations prior to the Mass. On Sunday, for those who want to be part of the dedication weekend but who can't get there on Saturday, there will be the regular two morning masses offered at Holy Spirit Church. Plus, there will be the praying of the rosary and benediction of the Blessed Sacrament at 1 p.m. and again at 4 p.m.
Do you have any idea what the turnout's going to be? Are you expecting a large crowd on Saturday afternoon?
Well, my guess is we're going to have somewhere upwards of 5,000 people. And thank God for the Delaware River Bay Authority Police because they've been very, very helpful with all the logistics. You know, there's a shrine to Padre Pio on Route 40 in Jersey. It's got a small statue and an outdoor altar and a small museum. They're drawing about 50,000 people a year. My anticipation is that in the coming year, we're going to see 150,000 people come to this statue. The accessibility is so easy right off 295. You can get on and off quite easily and get to the statue. And it's going to be a powerful, powerful draw. And it's going to become one of the great shrines of the United States.
So that's the dedication, the Mass, and all the events taking place next weekend, starting Saturday, May 26th at Holy Spirit Church, which is 12 Winder Road in Newcastle. And in conclusion, Father, tens of thousands of people will be coming over that bridge every single day. What do you want them to see or think about or do when they see that statue of Our Lady every day?
Well, you know, Gary Solzman from the Journal asked me a few months ago, what difference is the statue going to make?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, Gary, it's going to save lives. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, Gary, there's a lot of people who drive to the bridge who don't drive to cross it.
Mm-hmm.
And right now there's one of those signs with the digital letters, and it says, in crisis, call 1-800-222, whatever. There are going to be people who see that statue, and it's going to save their lives. There's going to be people who are ready to give up on life, and that statue is going to engender hope. There are going to be people who are dealing with fractures in their family, but that statue is going to lead them to try harder to heal the family. We're going to know lots of the stories. We're going to hear. People are going to give all kind of witnesses as they come in thanksgiving for all the wonderful things that God will do through the intercession of Mary. But there'll be many, many stories we'll never know. We won't hear those till we get to the other side. Mm-hmm. But the statue is going to be a source of great prayer, a great unity, and a deep, deep faith and trust in God and His power to be present in our lives and to change our lives by our faith in Jesus Christ.
Father Tom Flowers, thanks for being with us this morning on Catholic Forum.
Thank you, Bob.